It gives us a great kavod to hear some Dibrei Chizik from Rashiva of Yeshiva Greater Washington, Harav HaGaon Rav Lupiansky Shlita.
My kesher with the yeshiva here goes back, I don't want to say how many years, Karhavina Talia. I grew up in Lower East Side. Rabbi Scheinberg was a demus. He wasn't at the yeshiva where I was. Rav Altusky, Zechayna Levracha, was a Rebbe of mine in 8th grade. Having a Gava Rabbi like that for 8th grade Rebbe. Yevorach Chaim Tovim, Rav Mordechai was my classmate until they made Aliyah. It was unheard of in those days, people going to Eretz Yisrael. So I feel a very, very strong kesher. These Reb Zeid Lipson was my Rebbe, and the one that got me on my path to go to Eretz Yisrael, to the Mir, and was madrich me. So I feel that in many ways, much of myself is rooted in these walls. And Baruch Hashem, many Talmidim that we've had that came here, did amazingly well, and Talmidim came to us, we were extremely big mitzvahim. And Baruch Hashem, I feel that kesher. Parshas Kisisa speaks about Klal Yisrael's greatest failure. However you understand Chet HaEgel, it was definitely Klal Yisrael's most devastating downfall. We expect that somewhere along the lines we'll find in Yonim, in the Parsha, that are a tikkun for it. So the parasha itself is going to tell us, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was mispalel, he did tshuva. We learn many, many of the ikrei tshuva from here, and that's expected. I think I would like to find another nekuda in the second giving of the Torah that would have in itself an inyan of tikkun in the Talmud Torah itself, that there was a change in the Talmud Torah, and this is something that we'll find in Pesukim. So, at the end of the parasha, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Ksov luchas advarim ha'ela, write down everything I've taught you. So, ki al pi advarim ha'ela, karasi itcha bris ves Yisrael. Because these are the words with which I am cutting a bris with you and Klal Yisrael. Vayishlem Hashem Aboyim Yomrum Laila, Vayichtav Aleluchay Sestivei Abris, Aseres HaTvarim, and Vayibaredes Moshe Mar Sinai, and so on. So he told them, now we're going to write again the Torah, and this time it's going to be called the Sefer Bris. There's going to be a Krisis Bris on this with this. And it's al pi advar mele karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. So the Ramban says over here, the Ramban explains, v'anochen be'enai. So first he says, tziva sheichtoiv sefer bris v'yikreis abazne am v'yikablu aleim v'nasa v'nishak asa b'yishayna. He told them to write a sefer bris, and you know, rewrite Torah and have everybody say Nasav Nishma. Kikola Maisa Shehoy Bluch Zeshoynes Yitzel Leshani Sumay Bluch Hashniyas. He wanted to repeat it again, and Vein Sofik Sheosakein, but the Torah just wasn't Meirich. Vanochem Veinai Kibavur She Yisrael Heim Achoytim VaOiver Mal Bris, because Klal Yisrael, they transgressed the bris. Hutzrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechadosh lahem bris chadasha, shelo yofehu lahem brisoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to create a new bris that he shouldn't be made for the bris. V'amo l'moysha shichtev atenoyim, and so on. So he said that the Klal Yisrael was over and divah bris, so it was bottle, and now there's going to be a new bris. The question is as follows. If you write a contract with somebody, and the contract that you're writing with the person is spelled out in detail, and everything is wonderful, and the person doesn't live up to his contract. So you blow up, you have and this and that, then you miss this, and then you write a contract again. What's the point of it? If the person didn't live up to the contract once, then a contract is not mechayev much. So what did we gain by doing another contract? You're writing a second bris. So Ramban's hadgosha is that the chiyuv mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu became bottle. That's his hadgosha. But I'd like to ask him the bigger picture. Imela, if a person the first time, we expect a person to live up to a signed deed. Fine. But if it didn't happen once, so what's the point of another sefer bris? Give the Torah, but you know, we know that sefer bris is not going to keep everything. Bal Korchach, there was some sort of shinui over here, which was, yes, mashmalstik, and that they could live up to it. Another nekuda here. The pasuk says, "Ksav l'chazom eila, ki al pi advarim eila karati itcho b'Eretz Yisrael." So Rashi here brings a chazal. Rashi brings it stam, but it's a chazal. Es advarim eila, ve'eina terashoy lichtoiv teirish aval peh. But you can write these things, but you can't write Torah Sheval Peh. Okay, this is a basic halacha in Yoni Ksivas HaTorah that Torah Sheval Ksav you can't do Bal Peh, and Torah Bal Peh you can do Ksav. So why isn't this given over in somewhere in the first Nesinas HaTorah? This diuk should appear somewhere in the first. It's one of the Ikra Torah. There's not any real reason to assume it changed. So why don't you have it on the first time have a similar pasuk? The Gemara in Gittin has here a shaila about Roiv Torah's Biksav versus Baal Peh, and this pasuk is used over Ki Al Pi Advarim Karati Itcho Bris, specifically with Torah Shebaal Peh. So the hadgasha here is Ki Ilu. That there's this pasuk is being miyaches achshivas the Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's what the pasuk is coming to do. The Medrash says, Chazal say, Ksav luchas advar ma'ela, hador echsiv, echtoiv leiru urbe terasi, k'moizor nechshavu. So this is a pasuk in Hoshea. It's a pasuk that the meaning is not easy to understand. The Rishonim and Hoshea have different meanings for it. The pasuk says, I will write most of my Torah, and it'll be considered strange. Zar, in other words, like a stranger. It's hard to get a sense of it. The pasuk either is a Torah, I sent you people who told you what to do, that's like a ksiva, and you looked at them like strange. In other words, you didn't listen to the Nevi'im. Or it means that it's Beloshon Tamiah. You want me to write the Torah, and you don't. You're not Mesiachis even to whatever you have. Things of that nature. Chazal say a little bit of a different. Chazal say a different meaning. B'shor shenigla Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai litan Torah l'Yisrael. Omra l'Moisha l'Aseida Mikra Mishnah Talmud v'Agoda Shenema v'Dabel l'Kim Eskol Advar Meila. Afil Masha Talmud Shol l'Rav Torah. Biksav and Baal Peh was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Rambam says in his Pirushim, his Akdom Yishem Shnayis, the mitzvah and Pirusha were all given me Sinai. Me'acha shalom pe'akadosh baruch hu, Oma loy lamdal Yisrael. He told him, teach the Kal Yisrael. Oma lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, Echta v'Islahem, why should I teach them? Maybe I'll write it down. They'll have it. I don't want to give it to them because the goyim will be mishtalad on it. I'll give them Baal Peh, and that's what it says. If I would write out most of the Torah, in other words, Torah Shebaal Peh also, then the goyim and the yidden would not have. There would be no distinction. That's why Chazal understand this pasuk. So I'd like to try to explain a little bit. So it sounds as if the whole point of not writing Torah Shebaal Peh is that the goyim don't latch onto it, don't study it. I mean, you're talking about a major halacha in the Sinas HaTorah. So it sounds like very superficial. It sounds like, okay, we don't want the goyim to say we're also good, so we don't give it to them. The meaning, I think, here is much deeper than that. And let's try to talk a little bit about this. Whenever you speak about a kesher between two beings, two entities, two people, there needs to be input from both sides. Lamashal, if you have a knot and you tie one rope around another rope, it holds somewhat. If both are knotted, it holds strongly. If you have something that is missing something else, so Lamashal, let's say you have a bench and it's missing two legs, so it can't stand on its own. There'll never be a mitzvah where a person will have the bench without the other piece. You don't have a bench without the other piece. So there's a demaral asks in a place, I think it's a Siva Av, if I'm not mistaken. He speaks about what normally attracts each other, things that are alike or things that are different. So he says normally things that are alike attract each other. So people who are very interested in learning tend to flock together. People that are very interested in singing flock together. People interested in doing other things flock together. There's one exception, he says. Whenever you have two beings that each one's existence is dependent on the other one, that chibur does not have any separation. So Ish and Isha are as different as could be. That's the difference in Ish and Isha. And because each one does not have a complete metzias without the other one, that's why that bond is a kesher kayama. So a kesher between two elements, if somebody is holding on to somebody who doesn't want to be held on to, he'll pull and push and push and pull, get tired, whatever, the other person will slip away. If we're holding each other's hand, it'll stick. So in any type of kesher, you need to have two tzadim where each one is kosher in the other one. There's a beautiful, beautiful Tanya. He speaks about the special erech of Lima Torah more than any other mitzvah. I'll say the words, but we get the idea. He says, in every mitzvah, a person that does a mitzvah gets a certain ha'ara from the Ribbono Shel Olam that surrounds him. Torah, on the one hand, whatever we learn and understand becomes in us. We're, so to speak, being makiv, we're embracing whatever it is that's in our seichel and das. And the mitzvah is embracing us. So he said, this kesher of embracing and being embraced by the Malkus Olam is a unique kesher in Talmud Torah that Loi Matzino, a kesher like that anywhere else. But the Nekuda is, when both tzadim are holding on to each other, that means that Be'etzim, it's one unit Be'etzim, and that's where you get that, the soul of a Reis, which Vilchadu, that's how you get it. In the first Matan Torah, it came from the Ribbono Shel Olam to us, and it came with everything. But the one piece, because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to us and we agreed to it, Be'etzim, it was in a certain sense a one-way street. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to us. You get a present from somebody, so it, the person is giving it to you. The second Matan Torah was we asked for it. When we did tshuva and we were mischarit and we understood that we begged, so to speak, that the Ribbono Shel Olam come back to us, it means that we created a certain, we recognized that we're chaserim without it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam pointed out to us, Torah comes with two halakim. One chalik is that it's Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, and the other chalik is our Torah. Kaviyachol. One is Torah Tzival and Moshe, Vaidaba Hashem, Mas Al Sinai. The other one is Amar Yuda, Amar Papa. Go see what Bezin is machlit. Those are two halves of Torah. The tzura of Torah that was mudgash, I don't know what was in the, but the hadgasha of the second Nesinas of Torah was that it's a bris, it's a sefer bris, and there would be the chelik of the Ribbono Shel Olam and our chelik. Torah shebaal peh. So look, take a look at it. Torah itself is a davar shalom, and let's understand the Chazal word by word. All of Torah came from Sinai. Mikra and Mishnah and Talmud and Kol Ma'ase Talmud Tvosikos is Chadish Agada, everything came from Sinai. Hamitzvah Pirusha, that's our core emuna in Torah Min Hashamayim. But once it was given, from that point onwards, Torah Shebiksav would reside in a sefer, and this is would be the sefer that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and Torah Shebaal Peh would reside in Klal Yisrael. Anytime we need a halacha, Bezna Shel Mala wouldn't paskin it. The halacha is munach in the Bezna Shel Mata. It's munach in Klal Yisrael. The result of it is that each chelik needs the other chelik for the shleimus. Since Torah Shebiksav is not shalom without Torah Shebaal Peh, and Torah Shebaal Peh is not shalom without Torah Shebiksav, doesn't have a sheirish and mocker. And ad kedei kach, the machlekes of Rubei Torah is ksav or Baal Peh is a shaila whether you include the gzeir shavis and akeshim in that cheshbonat. Both of the two go hand in hand. B'melet becomes something inseparable. If we need the pasuk where we're coming from, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel needs the Bezin Shol, the Bezin HaGadol, the Bezin Shol Mata, Klal Yisrael, then it becomes Mishaber and becomes one entity. The distinction from us and Umas HaOlam, it's not just, okay, so that the Goyim can't go around saying we also are Talmud experts. Baruch Hashem, they say it without getting it, they also claim that's fine. They can claim whatever they want. It's much deeper than that. It means in the Nefesh Yisrael is the Mishkan of Torah Shebaal Peh. Klal Yisrael is the Mashlim of Torah. Umas HaOlam K'mezor Nechshavu. They're outsiders. They can say what they want to say. They're no way are saying Torah. They're saying whatever they want to say. That's fine. That's creative writing, creative thinking, whatever you want to do. It has no shaykhis with Torah because they don't have that in their nefesh, that their das and their svara and their havana should in any way become that chelak of Torah. I want to try to give a little bit, just to use this to give a little bit of a tam in what we're doing. We spend our life or our years with each kafi erkoi in being Isaac in Torah Shebaal Peh specifically. And sometimes you hear a question like, why? It's wonderful to learn. It's a big mitzvah to learn, and it's a lot of schar, and it does wonderful things. What exactly in the years when a person is zeicha to be Isaac in Torah Shebaal Peh? In the oifen that in a strong base magic people oisik, what's happening? The answer is that a person is being neschabed to the Ribbono Shel Olam because I'm zokuk to Torah Shebiksav and kaviyochol there's a zika to my Torah Shebaal Peh. Every person who when we say a svara that's right or teretz that's right, or ask a question that's right, then what we're doing is, if it's emes, if we're mechangla emes and we're omel and we bring it out, so we're contributing the Torah Shebaal Peh that's within each person, because that's the mishkan of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is on a yuria. Torah Shebaal Peh is in the neshama and in the das of Klal Yisrael. Ish kefi erkoi is chelik of Torah. The Rizal says that every shishim ribu, everyone has his own chelik. Okay, so obviously, when a person is, it comes about it and is oimid, you know, and the person is oimid al mitoi, it becomes something. A person never rejects something that's his own. If I have a chava, sometimes we have good kufis, sometimes bad kufis, and sometimes it just ceases to be a chava. He came into my life at the age of 10, 15, whatever, 20, and we had good times together, and it faded. It's not a terrible kasha. I'm not married to him. It's, you know, it's okay, say that. A child, even under difficult circumstances, even if a person, chas v'shalom, is estranged from a child, but the hole in his heart stays. And you know, zecher kana, why? Because it's a part of me, and I'm a part of it. It's when two things form one inyan, then there's no separation. Even when it's separated, the wound, the hole, it's when I take a piece of wood and break it in two, even if those pieces will never join, each one is made on the other. A Sefer Bris, Rabban says that the tzura of making a bris was they would take an animal and cut it in half, like the bris ben apsarim, and all those brises had that type of inyan. And the point of it was, Rabban says in a very fascinating pshat, Rabban says that the Lashon bris comes from bria, brias. It means I recreate something. So in whatever I'm curious bris with the person, I'm kilu making a new unit of one of the two people together. It's astounding. Chazal say that Chazal called bia rishayin a bias mitzvah, because it says that isha is only caresses bris with the person that made her a kli. Think about that, Chazal. In other words, until one of the tzadim is not a kli, there's no bris, because it's two people. Once one tzad becomes a kli, that's a krisis bris, because now the chetimtza to become two halakim of one is noitzar, and that's a moment of krisis bris. And that's why that kesher is a kesher. Eishes Nurim is a kesher that's of its own kind, and that's called, and that's why it's a bias mitzvah v'chulhu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Madura Tinyana, krisis bristik. Even though it was a bris before, whatever it was, the emphasis in this pasuk is on the krisis bris, and that's why the pasuk here, we learn it from this pasuk. Al pi advar me'ela krisis bris, the chiluk of Torah that created a krisis bris, that it would not leave Klal Yisrael, is that chiluk of Torah that's called Torah Shebaal Peh, and we see it. There were many attempts to create all sorts of mahalchim to have people engage in Yiddishkeit, remain Yiddish and everything. Nothing worked the way strong Mekaymes Torah worked, and it's strange. Wonder why learning Ela Metzias Baba Kama with great hasmada would keep people Yiddish, but the Metzias is. The world was a midbar shemim, but the midrashim that were mused on these inyanim were the ones that put Kaisel in its place. The answer is because when a person is misyageya and he understands half of his emes is there and half of the emes in himself, then he understands he's part of something bigger. There's an Arachayim HaKadosh. It's in Bamidbar Dvarim. He says that he speaks about the Chazal of Rabbi Akiva was Koshek Sharim, And he explains the Koshek Sharm as follows. He says, the Koshek Sharm, he says that the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah Shebiktav Misinai. Torah Shebaalpeh, in what we learn. The mitzvah is to always find the chibah between the two, and that's why Shas is full of limudim. We don't paskin on the limud per se, but Chazal are always chaykadosh, and it's handfuls of places where they say it's halacha mishum Sinai, halacha mitzvah, and so on. The answer is, so he says this is a core chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and the reason is because we realize the bris dafkin this kesha, when we see where Torah Shabbat pairs Talmud Torah Shabbat Ksav. And Torah Shebiktav finds its pirush amiti in Torah Shebaalpeh, we understand the Yisrael of Kuchabicha Chadhu. It's a tremendous thing to sit in a Beis Medrash and be Oisik in Torah, and these years are the years when a person is able to do it with the most bren and the most and the most input. A person should understand the chshivas of this tkufa. The more a person invests himself in learning strongly Torah Shebaalpeh, the more a person is kosher that kesher, the more is kairis bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is, in as much as a person is kairis bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, that becomes immutable, and that becomes the luchas shnius that remain forever with Kal Yisrael.